Today we're reading Mark 7, 14 to 23. And when he called the people to him again, he said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." If you joined us yesterday for the first 13 verses of Mark chapter 7, you remember in the passage right before this, Mark told of how Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and scribes for caring more about the tradition of men than the commandment of God. In other words, the Pharisees were so concerned about these external acts of holiness that they disregarded God and were being hypocrites. Even though today's passage seems like a different moment of Jesus' teaching, verse 14 says, "He called the people to him again," it seems like Mark chose to include this teaching right after the previous one because they are related. In today's passage, Jesus says it's what's inside of a person that really matters more than the outside, because of what comes out of a person. What comes out of a person defiles him. To reread what Jesus says in the first two verses, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him." The disciples don't understand what Jesus is talking about, so after everybody leaves the house, they ask him to explain it more. Let's look at Jesus' response. First, he says, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?" Jesus says that eating certain foods won't make a person unclean. Now, perhaps why the disciples were confused at Jesus' saying was because the Mosaic law prohibited certain foods, such as pork. Those laws were given to the Israelites early on as a way of marking them as a holy people, set apart from other nations. So technically, a person would be considered unclean by law for eating certain foods. However, Jesus' point is that there's a deeper truth at play here, that this physical food isn't what really makes a person unclean. After all, food goes in through the mouth, gets digested in the stomach, and then is expelled. The ESV has a footnote by the word expelled that the Greek says goes into the latrine. Jesus explains what really makes a person unclean is what comes from within a person. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Jesus gets the true core of the problem for man, that our hearts are sinful, that our hearts are far from God. The actions of murder and adultery are the result of evil from within man's heart. The book of James in the New Testament also talks about this outward and growing movement of sin. From James 1, "Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. There's this outward progression of sin. And even if somebody is not guilty of the outward actions, such as murder or adultery, he can still be guilty of evil thoughts, envy, and pride, which Jesus named. In fact, elsewhere, Jesus equates anger towards a brother to murder, and lustful looks to adultery. The inward workings of sin in man is what defiles us before a perfect God who sees it all. So in a way, the Mosaic laws that prohibited eating certain foods and were some of the laws were about external things, these were in a way a shadow or a sign of God's standards for holiness. Again, Jesus is revealing that the real problem is not these outward actions, but it's really the inward distance from God that causes these outward actions of evil. The good news, which cannot be found in this passage alone, but can be found in Mark and the Bible as a whole, of course, is that Jesus has saved us from this great problem of sin in our hearts. There is no saving ourselves from sin. Even the sacrificial system that God gave the Israelites, priests sacrificing animals, could only go so far. It could not make man clean from the inside. It took Jesus himself giving up his own life as the perfect sacrifice to cleanse us from the defilement of evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, and so on. We have been given this tremendous gift of a second chance because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So today, let's reflect on how, if we put our faith in Jesus, then Jesus has saved us from the problem of sin in our hearts. We are still prone to sin, so let's repent of the sins that we have committed. Perhaps we can ask God for what we need to repent of in our hearts. Because when we confess our sins to God and receive His forgiveness, then we are able to live as God intends us to, being clean and being holy and set apart for Him. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus for us to cleanse us from all of the evil within us. And God, we pray that you would help us to never take this for granted, Lord, to be always in thankfulness and awe of you. And God, we also pray that you would keep our hearts clean. God, that you would highlight things that we have been doing or thinking that are not pleasing to you. And God, that you would help us to repent from those and to turn to you and be in tune with you. We lift up our hearts to you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.